The former Hotel Syracuse won't reopen as the Marriott Hotel Downtown until sometime next spring. But that's not stopping brides, nonprofits, and companies from around the world from booking a wedding or event at the nearly 100-year-old hotel. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Hotel owner Ed Riley says in the midst of a multi-million dollar renovation, there have been between 20 and 30 tours for potential customers every week at the hotel. And stepping through the dusty hallways with exposed wires and crumbling plaster isn't putting a crimp on potential business.
A lot of the bookings, as far as like the weddings are concerned, we usually don't get the bride out of the Persian Terrace, which is amazing to me when you go in there and you got hard hats and stuff on the floor and dust and construction workers, and they'll sit there and say, we don't need to look anywhere else. How do we sign? You know, and it's like, okay, what do you see that I don't see?
At this point, Riley says without any marketing or advertising, the hotel's already almost sold out in August, September, and October. And he says there are some organizations looking for space this spring, but because it's still unclear exactly when the hotel will open, those kinds of events are still up in the air. The hotel, which opened in 1924, was an institution in the Syracuse area until it fell on economic hard times in the 80s and 90s. And that, says Riley, is at the heart of why it's already a destination even before the doors open.
The building and I think the character of it sell itself. So, you know, we've been fortunate to show people through it. We try to keep it as open as possible to folks so they can come and see it. Again, I go back to its roots. It was a community hotel. The community built it. You know, they put it together.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.